Sue, what process do you use to make the dishes?
I press the dish over a plaster mould.
Yes.
And then I decorate it by using a cutout of a fish cut out in newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on and use that as a resist for the background. And then I paint in slips into the fish itself. And then it's a lot of sgraffito work on it.
Right.
And the idea is it should look like it's either swimming through the water or it's just been freshly caught and laid on the dish, and that's why the head and the tail are overhanging the dish. It's mostly slip.
Yes.
And so that's on at biscuit stage. It's on before biscuit. And then I add some other pigments on under the glaze or on top of the glaze, and it's a transparent glaze.
So you don't have to fire them more than...
No, it's two firings.
No, it's two firings.
And they're reduced fired stoneware.
Yes. So where do you look for your designs for your fish? How do you...
Actual fish,
mm-hmm.
or in books, or in aquariums. You know, you go to a seaside and they have an aquarium with these, and buy a postcard there and that sort of thing.
So, do you do drawings or?
Drawings.
Not photographs.
I would photograph things, anything. Yes,
you do
just pile of reference.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And then, what do you extract from those drawings and photographs? What do you wish to get from them for the design for this sort of?
The shapes. I'm trying to get the shape accurate, so that it's a recognisable fish. And I try to keep to the colouring of the fish and the speckles and the mm-hmm. size of the scales and so on, the type of scales. I've learned a terrific lot about different scales mm-hmm. on fish and so on. They're quite different. It's quite good. I want them to be recognisable,
mm-hmm.
but I give myself licence to, you know, play around with
the decorative and the surface texture.
Because that's what it's about.
Yes.